with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The Russia-Ukraine conflict making international headlines with the latest developments. Correspondent Karen Chamas files this report on the reaction of Ukraine's president to President Trump's handling of peace talks.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Ukraine would not accept any peace negotiations with Russia that didn't include his country. He made his first comments to journalists since President Donald Trump held individual calls first with Russian leader Vladimir Putin and then with Zelensky. As he visited a nuclear power station in western Ukraine, Zelensky said, "I articulate this very clearly to our partners. Any bilateral negotiations about Ukraine without us, we will not accept." I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNews.com, President Trump has rolled out his plans to increase U.S. tariffs to match the tax rates that other countries charge on imports. The president possibly triggering a broader economic confrontation with allies and rivals alike as he hopes to eliminate any trade imbalance. Mr. Trump said, quote, "Today is the big one, reciprocal tariffs." The White House says it has the right to punish AP reporters over the Gulf of Mexico naming dispute.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says there's no disputing Donald Trump's new name for the Gulf of Mexico.
It is a fact that the body of water off the coast of Louisiana is called the Gulf of America.
And she says news organizations that refuse to use that name are not telling the truth.
If we feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room, we are going to hold those lies accountable.
The White House is barring Associated Press journalists from presidential events because the widely used AP style book continues to use the Gulf of Mexico. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks are sharply higher, the Dow up 383 points, and the NASDAQ composite adding 257. This is SRN News. Christians will pray for Muslims during Ramadan.
Followers of Islam around the world will begin a 30-day period of fasting on February 28th, and the Southern Baptist Convention is urging prayers for their salvation during this time. The SBC's International Mission Board has set up a website for people to join the Pray for Ramadan campaign, complete with schedules and prompts. Missionaries throughout the Middle East report a surge in Muslim conversions in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia State Senate passing a bill that would cut off public funding for sex change operations for adults. However, the future of the legislation remains cloudy in the State House. The measure would specifically bar state money for sex change operations in state employ and university health insurance plans, Medicaid, and the prison system. A growing number of states are tackling various aspects of transgenderism as voters demand that their taxes no longer support it. This is SRN News. The U.S. military using high-tech spy planes to watch drug cartels in Mexico after President Trump increased efforts to secure the southern border. More from Bernie Bennett.
At least 18 missions have been flown over the southwestern U.S. and around the Baja California Peninsula in the past 2 weeks. 11 of the flights used Navy P-8s, and one used a U-2 spy plane initially used to observe the former Soviet Union. Border Czar Tom Homan said in a statement, quote, "I think the cartels would be foolish to take on the military, but we know they've taken on the Mexican military before." Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the cartels are, quote, "terrorist-like organizations poisoning our population. If it takes military action to stop them, that's what it may take eventually." Bernie Bennett reporting.
An expansion of school voucher access in Tennessee will allow families to use taxpayer dollars on private school expenses regardless of income. Students living in the country illegally would be prohibited from participating. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.